from stpetecatalyst.com.
And we're back for My Mayor Episode 3 in the studio here with Vince Nowicki. Hey, Vince, how's it going?
It's going great, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream.
Awesome.
How's life on the campaign trail?
Life on the campaign trail is going great. I think the residents of St. Pete are starting to, find to get behind my campaign and my message a little bit, that I'm not the candidate that's, in bed with special interests, corrupt corporations, or big developers. And people are starting to realize that my campaign represents the everyday citizen of St. Pete. So campaign's going great. We actually have an event today downtown at Club 201. We had an event a couple weeks ago at Salty J's. Over 100 people showed up. We have a Cinco de Mayo celebration over at Pesky Pelican on May 5th. And we have a barbecue planned for the middle of May. So campaign's going great. A lot of momentum, a lot of excitement behind my campaign.
That's great. So we're getting to know the candidate. We're getting to know the person behind the policy, excuse me. And we're doing so today by hearing about three items you have either in your bag or on your desk. So let's start with item number one.
So item number one is in my bag. I don't, sit behind a desk as, running a business and trying to run a city. I think you can't sit behind a desk while doing so. So I always carry a bag with me. The first thing that I carry in my bag and I check with me every morning religiously is a cell phone charger. The cell phone is the lifeblood of my business and being accessible to my clients, my business partners, and just people that I do business with. And I believe being a mayor, it's important to be accessible to everyone. So having an open line of communication with constituents, with stakeholders in the city is probably the biggest thing that the mayor would have to do. And so that's something that I've done with my business, is always being accessible, that I think would translate very well into being mayor.
We've talked a few times about cell phones in our My Mayor series and some of the negative consequences that connectivity and that sort of infinite access to action can have. You quoted Thomas Jefferson in your last episode, and I won't get it exactly right, but you said something along the lines, when someone, a man assumes or a person assumes the public trust, becomes public property. So for you personally, I'll let you answer, but assume that you stay pretty connected and are okay with that almost 24/7. What about the effects of cell phone use and all of that action available all the time on the general mental health of your constituency?
Well, so I mean, I'm not too sure, mental health or a specific study where cell phone use, equates to, good or bad mental health. Though I think, I was in an interview yesterday where somebody asked me, what's the biggest travesty, facing America today? And I said the real lack of accountability. And so I think with, cell phone usage and then people constantly getting bombarded with new information, that they forget to hold, public officials accountable because information just moves so quickly. So I think people need to sometimes slow it down a little bit and actually dive into knowledge and dive into what they're seeing on their cell phone and not just read a headline and make assumptions.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, let's move on to item number two.
So item number two is my pocket-sized constitution. I carry it with me everywhere I go in my bag because I think a lot of people kind of get away from our, founding principles and rights as a people. And so, like I said last week, Thomas Jefferson, one of my people of great influence, along with that is, the United States Constitution.
And when you look at the Constitution as it sort of maps on to St. Pete, where do you think St. Pete as a community, in your opinion, is the furthest away from the Constitution?
Well, I wouldn't say St. Pete is, furthest away from the Constitution. I definitely think maybe there's a, lack of, media or, that's going after the city hall or asking, questions of dissent. I think a lot of the media here in St. Pete just kind of goes with the drum of whatever city hall says. And so there's nobody that's reporting on, stuff that City Hall does behind the scenes that has big effects on the residents of the city.
How about item number three?
Item number three is my Cassis Coffee Club loyalty member card. You buy 10 cups of coffee, you get one free. I go to Cassis every morning and get a large cold brew. Sometimes I spice it up and get a little hazelnut or sugar-free vanilla in there. But I love going to Cassis every morning on Beach Drive when I walk Stella to the pier, get a cup of coffee, see all my friends that work there, and love getting my card punched.
And how important is loyalty in your daily life? And can you think of a time when you've had to break a loyalty when a line was crossed?
So one thing, you know, loyalty, you know, when I was crossed, you know, I don't think I was really ever crossed by anyone that I was close with. You know, I believe a friend to all is a friend to none. And so one thing that I've kind of done throughout my whole life is, you know, I'm very particular on, you know, my friend circle and who I keep around me, because I think you are of who you keep around you. You know, birds of a feather flock together. And so I think it's important to keep a high grade of quality of person around you. And so I've been thankful throughout my life, you know, friends, family, that I've never been crossed. And no one's ever burned me. And I have great bridges with a lot of people that I do business with and a lot of friends and family.
Sounds good. And so, Ipke, thanks for stopping by from My Mayor.
Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks.
From stpetecatalyst.com.